when it has already risen in value above its ideal price-to-earnings ratio, and sell it when it has already fallen from its highest price. 4. Investors with little time or interest to devote to their portfolios should invest primarily in mutual fund shares or index funds. After thorough research, investors may choose to have someone else manage their portfolios if no fund available offers the portfolio they want. 5. Even aggressive investors should exercise caution when considering second-grade stocks, preferred stocks, foreign bonds, new issues, junk bonds, day trading, initial public offerings, convertible bonds, and call options. 6. Past performance, predictions on industry growth, and projections have proven time and again not to guarantee growth in investments. 7. Low-risk stock picking should screen out any company that does not meet the 7 criteria for a well-capitalized business with high-performing shares at low prices. Stock pickings with a higher level of acceptable risk may consider companies that meet fewer of the criteria, as long as the prices are appropriate. 8. Corporate accountants have many ways of manipulating figures for losses, taxes, and stock options to show an earnings per share increase where there was none.